Stay. Adi speaking of belief, beliefs and conditioning, all belief possibly could be said to be the result of some conditioning. Thus, the study of history is simply the study of one system of beliefs deposing another, and so on and so on and so on. A psychologically tested belief of our time is that the central nervous system, which feeds its impulses directly to the brain, the conscious and subconscious, is unable to discern between the real and the vividly imagined experience. If there is a difference, and most of us believe there is, am I being clear? For to examine these concepts requires tremendous energy and discipline. To experience the now without preconception or belief, to allow the unknown to occur and occur, requires clarity. Where there is clarity, there is no choice. And where there is choice, there is misery. But then why should anyone listen to me? Or should I speak? Since I know nothing.
The whole violent thing is happening. I mean, why don't we use trusted things? Millions!
Suck it, people.
Thank you. record is the soundtrack for the five-reel film documentary entitled The Film Guide to Sexual Pleasures, copyright 1975, Pentar Books Incorporated. Sensitive of a female's erogenous zones. The shape of women's breasts vary in size and firmness and start to develop at puberty. In some cases, the female breasts are not equally developed, asymmetrical. The glands producing milk fully develop during pregnancy. They consist of clusters of 15 to 20 smaller glands, which during that period accumulate the substances from which the milk is composed.
Thank you. It was warm and sunny here this last week, for a significant part of the week anyway, and warm and sunny is what we choose to remember. It got up into the 50s, which a few months ago we would have considered chilly, but now in November seems very warm to us. It's a little bit Indian summer. It's all you need is to expect something worse, and then something better comes along, and it raises your spirits for a while. It's like you're on your way to the penitentiary in the bus, and the bus has a flat tire, and the guards let you stand in the ditch for a while, and it's better than what you were hoping for, and you still have the leg irons on you, and you're still all there in a row, but it feels good, you know? That's the secret of happiness. The secret of happiness is not to maintain this high standard of euphoria day in and day out. It's for things to be better than you had expected they would be. And you've had your first hard frost of the year, and you have every reason to expect that snow is going to fall and bitter winds will blow down from Saskatchewan, but instead it is in the 50s and it's sunny and you feel young and energetic and optimistic, and you go for a walk in the woods and you feel wonderful, and then you hear gunshots. And you take a glance down at your tan raincoat, and you realize how much like a white-tailed deer you might look to somebody. And you think about running as fast as you can, but that would be even worse. So you walk slowly, and you sing in a loud voice, "Abide with me, fast falls the eventide." You sing, "A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing, a helper in the rising flood of human ills prevailing," and nobody's going to shoot a deer that is singing Martin Luther's hymn. They just are just not going to happen. And so you come out onto the road, and you walk down the middle of the road, and you find your car, and you have not been shot, and this is enough to make you happy. It could have been worse, and it wasn't. That's the thing. Clint Bunsen went out hunting by himself this last week, out for deer. And because he was by himself and not with his usual friends, he walked quietly down along the north shore of the lake, and he saw white moving in tall grass, and he walked quietly up to it and saw they were tundra swans, big beautiful white swans, and they were resting in the grass, and then some had come down to the water and their heads were under the water and they were eating lunch with their rumps up high in the air. Some of them were napping, some were eating, creatures like ourselves. It's a beautiful sight, and if he'd been with his hunting party, he never would have seen it, because they all make so much noise. That's one reason he didn't go hunting with them, with Roger Hedlund and with Carl Krebsbach, and also because Roger had invited his cousin George to join them, his cousin from Minneapolis. This was 4 years ago, and when someone asks if they can have their cousin join you for hunting, what are you going to say? You say, "Well, sure, fine, that's okay." But George is, what's the word for it? He just takes himself too seriously or something. And he earns too much money. You can tell by the way his hair is cut and the tweeds that he wears and the wool scarves and so on. That's okay, he's successful, more power to him, but he talks about things you're not supposed to talk about. He talks about trips he's taken that cost more than the people he's hunting with earn in a year, and that's not good form. in Lake Wobegon. He's just out of place somehow. He shouldn't have told them that story about going to that spa in India and the steam baths and the women who bathe you every day and you sit on the veranda and what he had for breakfast. They didn't want to hear about all of that. He told them stories about troubled trips as well, and those stories are always welcome, stories of failure and shame and humiliation. But in his case, there weren't enough of them. And he wants to talk about big things that Clint just doesn't want to talk about. He wants to talk about Obama, and he wants to talk about Wall Street, and he wants to talk about healthcare reform, and he wants to talk about the vote in the Lutheran Church back in August about ordaining gay pastors. And Clint just does not want to talk about that. You don't talk about that out hunting. Hunting is a way to get away from all of that. Don't you see? There's enough of that back where you came from. You want to get away from that dry life of paper moving across a desk and get out into the woods. The reason for it is not to kill deer necessarily. It's to restore your primitive senses, to listen again, to be quiet, and to listen and to watch and to hear the leaves rustle and hear the squirrels dash across the ground and to hear the sound of the porcupine as he moves towards you and the fisher moving through the weeds and the nuthatch and the chickadee and to hear rain falling, little drops of rain in the leaves of trees and to hear all of this. The hunter is focused on the real world around him. And George somehow wants to talk about the ELCA. Clint does not. He did tell that one good story about going to Antarctica, which was an expensive trip, but it involved seasickness and rough seas and diarrhea. And then they got down to Antarctica and they went ashore and a blizzard came up and they were trapped in the blizzard and they had to dig holes down into the snow to get out of the wind. And when you dig a hole down into the snow and you have diarrhea at the same time, and you have the makings of a story here. And the smell that they gave off attracted the elephant seals, the male seals who took them as rivals for the hand of female seals. And in order to defend themselves against the elephant seals, the men had to sing in falsetto. They sang in high, high, tremulous voices, "All you need is love," and they sang it over and over again. That was a good story, but there weren't many stories. They were mostly just opinions. So Clint was happy to go off on his own. He had to tell a lie to Roger. He had to tell him that he couldn't go hunting this year because Irene wanted him to take her down to Minneapolis. And then he had to persuade Irene to let him take him down to Minneapolis. But she couldn't go on the day that the rest of them were hunting, so he had to kind of lay low, and then he forgot about it. And he walked out. He walked down into the woods and around the lake and over to the eastern shore of the lake. And there he saw, about a quarter mile away across the lake, he saw George walking along in his tweeds and his red wool scarf. And George was walking along, and there were all of the tundra swans out there. There were 200 of them. And he was walking towards them, taking a picture of them on his video camera. And the tundra swans were alarmed, and they all took off, 200 of them, the throbbing of wings on the air, and they headed south, and George was standing to the south of them. It wasn't anything personal, it's just that they were heading south, and he was there in their way, and they flew straight towards him at a low angle, and he dove into the water, which was very, very cold, and the swans flew off to the south. And Clint saw him clamber out of the water, got himself out of the water, and he was shaking so hard that he couldn't walk. He lay there in the tall grass, and Clint walked 200 yards. And he sat down beside him, and he put his arms around him. He laid the man down on his back, and he covered the man with his own body. It's nothing personal, you see. It's just what you learn in Boy Scouts to save somebody's life. And the man started to weep. He started to weep, and he wanted to talk. Clint didn't want to talk. This is just what you do, that's all. When you're brought up in Lake Wobegon, you don't see somebody who's in trouble and pretend you don't see him. You do what you're supposed to do. He saved his life, but never mind. You know, there's only so much you can do, but you do have to do that much. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking.
Per ascoltare un po' e per cercano dentro di me. Mi fa morire cantando, mi fa morire cantando. È la mia vita che ascolto.
Her body won't quit, so full pipe down, you ain't talking about shit. My chick bad, tell me if you seen her. She always bring the racket like Venus and Serena. All white top, all white belt, and all white jeans, body looking like milk. No time for games, she's full grown. My chick bad, tell your chick to go home.
My chick bad, my chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, my chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, ding, dirt. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, ding, dirt. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, ding, dirt. My chick bad, baddie, baddie, ding, dirt.
Now you girl might be sick, but my girl's sicker. She rides that dick and she handles her liquor. I'll knock a bitch out and fight. Coming out swinging like Tiger Woods' wife. Yeah, she can get a little hasty. Chicks better cover up their chest like pasty. Couple girlfriends and they all a little crazy. Coming down the street like a parade. Macy's. I fill her up. Balloons. Test her and guns get drawn like cartoons. Don't. But I ain't talking about Homer. Chick so bad the whole crew wanna bone her.
My chick bad. My chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad.
And I'm loving.
My chick hood. My chick do stuff that your chick wish she could. My chick bad. Baddy, baddy, ding, dirty. My chick bad. Baddy, baddy, ding, dirty. My chick bad. Baddy, baddy, ding, dirty. My chick bad.
Now all these bitches wanna try and be my bestie, but I take a left and leave them hanging like a testy. Trash talk to them, then I put them in a hefty. Running down the court, I'm dunking on them, Lisa Leslie. It's going down, basement, Friday the 13th. Guess who's playing Jason? Tuck yourself in, you better hold on to your teddy. It's Nightmare on Elm Street, and guess who's playing Freddy? Chef cooking for me. They say my shoe came crazy. The mental asylum looking for me. You a rookie to me. I'm in that wham bam verbal lamb. Damn, bitch, you been a fan.
Don't get scared now.
My chick do stuff. Disturbing the peace. Wish you could. My chick bad.
What?
My chick hood.
What?
My chick do stuff that your chick wish you could.
Let's go.
My chick bad. Baddy, baddy, ding, dirty. My chick bad. Baddy, baddy, ding, dirty. My chick bad. Baddy, baddy, ding, dirty. My chick bad.
GGP. And when we all alone,
I might just tip her.
She slides down the pole
like a certified stripper.
When we all alone,
I might tip her.
She slides down the pole
like a certified stripper.
When we all alone,
I might just tip her.
She slides down the pole
like a certified stripper.
When we all alone,
I might just tip her.
She slides down the pole
like a certified stripper.
Okay.
Kinda like that.
The thrill is gone. Oh, the thrill is gone. I'm falling. I'm falling. I'm falling. Hey, the thrill is gone. Hey, the thrill is gone. I'm falling. I'm falling. I'm falling.
Yeah. I talk all kinds of shit. How hella hard we are. How many diamonds and pinky rings we got.
Under the circus tent, our purpose meant peanuts. Clown cars, high wires, jerks keep screaming. High as I get, we all hurt by demons. In the fire we sit, the choir keep words singing like you never be nothing to nobody. So keep talking to no one like you lost in the ocean, oh buddy. Let me tell you, tale of two pale horses, a whopper of a whale won't stop to the chorus, yeah. I can't slang for the fame, the corners don't want us. Rock quarters for the game and all they want's dollars. For the change, poppers want chains and gold solid. Sold souls for the money, hungry to fold wallets. And all this get us is products and popping narcotics. When all we dealt with's a heartfelt and self-conscious, it's a hard sell for the sheltered and no nonsense. So our parts fell to the floor, hell for the poor monsters. Wars upon us, storms overrun us, got us clanging to the roof. Wonder when they gonna love us. Came for the fruit, but beef made a better bullet. It's a school called district, dismissing it is foolish. And that's the way the walls crack from the pressure we feel. And that's the way the walls crack from the pressure we feel. And that's the way the walls crack from the pressure we feel. And that's the way the walls crack, tumble and fall. We keep it shocking like hour-long drama, cliffhangers and commas with the danger enormous. No stranger to torture, this could really hurt ya. Bring the stage to tears, still they overwork ya, the page tears. The rage does its best to get away, blaze to medicate, so the haze make a better day. Blaze every day if I could figure out mathematics, but I'm subtracted for lack of bad habits, yeah. I love to watch him shake the asses like all the rest. Can't even fake an attempt, the bootleg to the left. Crews beg for crest strips, the shiny teeth. SD right for no one, guest list for believers. Believe this if it keep you warm and cold this season. For no other reason, it's a cold world and we freezing. Golden pearls for the pretty, ugly only after pity. Kinda sorta like y'all, minus asking so sadiddy. We try to white wall, but the rubber keep cracking. Might hold back and fight y'all in the nightclub we packing. Despite y'all attraction, we the features for these creatures who reach for speakers instead of buying your sneakers. And that's the way the walls crack from the pressure we feel. And that's the way the walls crack from the pressure we feel. And that's the way the walls crack from the pressure we feel. And that's the way the walls crack, tumble and fall. Installations some anxious for this to come and save them. Some places flooded where hype can't fight their way above it. Leave them, save yourself, you silly bastards. This is rap music, nothing more than plastics. This smash through it, past rooted in classics. But who laugh at fools? Who can't fool you? Fantastic smacks of cool intentions out your Ashley Simpson's disastrous inventions through tragic dimension. Please, we're here to bring rap to its knees. Amazed.
would you DJ please? Please, we're here to bring rap to its knees. Amazed at what your DJ plays.
The possibilities of sound is like elastic grooves. We strike them up like a matchstick.
In fact, I think we're bloody fantastic.
Took control of the wheel and of course we smashed it. It's bloody marvellous, the heart of this ain't no party trick. Trying to rap around beats like these, mate, you hardly stick in time like me. It's mighty neat to rhyme unique, find your feet, mind don't speak out till I'm out of breath and buried deep. Classified flow, from the UK, after 5:30 TC begins his new day. So figgity fresh like vegetables or toothpaste, stays fat, ain't sensible to lose weight. Crusades couldn't find what I find, hold open doors, different worlds in my mind. Ears so in tune with the universe, he might be blind. With a thirsty flow, he writes his line. The possibilities of sound is like elastic. Vibes, we strike them up like a matchstick.
In fact, I think we're bloody fantastic.
Took control of the wheel and of course we smashed it. The possibilities of sound is like elastic. Grooves, we strike them up like a matchstick.
In fact, I think we're bloody fantastic.
Took control of the wheel and of course we smashed it.
Too good to keep a secret and too sick to be forgotten. It's a long reach to the top, but it's so quick to reach the bottom. I'm just pleased that I've gotten some local notoriety. It's never been a problem. I'm not hard and I don't try to be, so I can see the future all smoothly defined. It's like a musical hallucinogen, loosening minds to a beautiful time. We climb aboard the ark and set sail at nightfall, fall towards the dark. And this is more than art, it's an open invitation. It's so original, so accept no imitations and accept no limitations. Just get ready to set it, the most fun you can have without getting arrested. It's the homemade explorer, the rogue and the rascal. And the stage is my home and my home is my car. You got past the moat and we're reopening now. And the crowd's open mouth till we're over and out.
The possibilities of sound is like elastic. Vibes, we strike them up like a matchstick.
In fact, I think we're bloody fantastic.
Took control of the wheel and of course we smashed it. The possibilities of sound is like elastic. Grooves, we strike them up like a matchstick.
In fact, I think we're bloody fantastic.
Took control of the wheel and of course we smashed it.
Check, check, check. This song is dedicated to you, and this song will keep you warm. This song will build you a house. This song will heal all that ails you. This song will be your very best friend when you need a friend. Look for me and look for this song, because that's all that you have, and this song will buy you clothes. This song is very, very special. This song will give you soup when you're sick. This song will even pet your cat when you don't want to anymore. Just look for me and look for this song, because we'll help you along. Help you along, we'll help you out. This song is the catch-all and all. Why are you doubting this song's abilities? This song is a sad, sad song. This song is the song to end all songs. This song is one of the seven wonders. This song knows if you're not listening, and if you don't listen, you won't reap the benefits. You won't understand what this song is saying. Other songs have tried to sing along, but they fail miserably and end up the laughing stock. This song is this song. Many have tried to sing this song. This song will teach you all about life. Let's all smile when this song tells us to. Hold your applause till the end of this song. Please don't try to sing the words of this song. This song is the radio single. This song has no genre and likes it. I will try to teach you, but this song can do it better when no one else will be your friend. I'll do the job. When no one else will be your friend, I'll do the job. I want the job and fill out the only application. And this song will help you when you're short on rent. This song will pay all the cab fare. You will always love this song, like you love a puppy or a baby or your family. This song will be the cure for cancer. This song will run for president and win. This song will surpass all of your doubts. song has been okay by NASA, so it's okay and it's alright. Let's all be happy and practice good posture. Let's all sign where they tell us to. Let's all form a straight line and march to nowhere. This song will be your leader. This song will confuse, but you'll like it. You will give this song all of your money. You will give this song everything you love. You will sing this song to all that you know, and then bring all your belongings to this song. So let's all tell a friend about this song and try to sing along. Try to sing along. Try to sing along, y'all. Hey, I said try to sing along. Try to sing along. Try to sing along. Hey, try to sing along. Sing. They always say good life, but never dole your money back. Say I want my money back. I want my money back. They always say good life, but never dole your money back. Well, I want my money back before my first heart attack.
Love a cup. I would. Oh God, yes. Oh, that is gorgeous. I need a cup of the brown stuff, the shade of an acorn, made warm by the same source that I take my cakes from. Using a teapot, a mug, or fine china, been hooked up to IVs, need constant supplies. And a drip for my urges might verge on perverted, but for earthy brown tea, I'm certain it's worth it. With Sherpas who work hers and use a fresh fountain, I've discerned brews from Peruvian mountains. I've slurped up a cup from an elephant's trunk, with a couple of monks who utterly stunk. I've had bourbons with sultans and creams with queens, and I've bathed in Earl Grey. I'm really that keen. And missionaries dismissed me for my single epiphany. The dip between him and me is a simple sip of British tea. So when times are hard and life is rough, you can stick the kettle on and find me a cup. Now when I say Earl Grey, you say yes please Earl Grey.
Yes please
Earl Grey.
Yes please.
When I say Assam, you say lovely Assam.
Lovely
Assam.
Lovely.
When I say ooh, you say ah. Around the world in 80 brews to see the place it takes me to make a brew that tastes like the cream cakes made by angels do. I'm not the same as you, get shaky but aim to swig amazing fluids but don't make it the same. Now using fine leaves picked by pretty maidens in a bag knitted by a seamstress who lives in Copenhagen, brewed up in a pot made of semi-precious metal, let the blessed content settle in my very special kettle. Now when I say ooh, you say long. Ooh,
long.
Ooh,
long.
When I say herbal, you say no thanks. Herbal.
No thanks.
Herbal.
No thanks.
No. No, I want milk in it. Strong though. I want to see that spoon stand up.
If you're tired of tea, then you're tired of life.
I'm madder than a hatter and it fires my mic. Liken me to Earl Grey, Assam, or ginger, Lapsang, Souchon, raise my pinky finger. Keep your sodding coffee in a proper cup of coffee pot and spot me lobbing teapot to your poncy rotten coffee shop. Coffee clots nodding off, lost the plot, sodding off. Need some caffeine tannin and a Battenberg to top it off. Cut them off a different cloth, a different lot can take their beer on 80 cups a day. I haven't slept for 80 years. You could say I'm mad for tea, or just say I'm mad. Oh, you can't stay any longer. Oh, actually, I'm quite glad. All the more Battenberg for me. I can barely pour, my hands have gotten shaky. Oh, I love it though. I'd sell my own grandma. Well, I'd sell your grandma.
Sunday morning, up with the lark.